It's beginning to snow. I can see it from my window, the first few flakes drifting down slowly onto the lawn below. There's just a handful of them for now, but the clouds are low and heavy. They'll be coming down thick soon enough. In a moment I'll turn up the heating, chase away that chilly nip in the air, make the house all cozy and warm. The heating's convenient, but on days like this, what I really want is a fire. Not an electric one, a real fire. With thick logs crackling in the grate and embers dancing above them. The kind of fire that I can snuggle down in front of, burying myself deep under a thick, furry blanket. Not real fur, I'm not cruel, but as soft and warm and gentle as the real thing. The perfect blanket to make myself a warm, comfy little nest out of. And since I'm permitting myself this indulgent little fantasy, perhaps I'll add you in and indulge a little in you. You are a bit of a treat, that's for sure. How does that sound? Would you like to join me under the blanket? Good. I thought you might. I'm imagining you entering my fantasy through the door, with the wind on your heels. It blows a few stray flakes in behind you before you push it close and take off your coat and shoes. I'm sorry to make you so cold, but it's important. How else will I be able to warm you up? And I do need to warm you up. I can tell as you bend down for me to greet you with a kiss on the cheek. You're frozen. I take you by the hand, wrapping your numbed fingers in mine. God, you're like ice. Come here. Let me warm you up. I'll make you feel better. And as I lift up the blanket to pull you in, you catch a glimpse that beneath it, I'm naked. You may want to stare, and that's okay, you're allowed. But there is only one time for a glimpse before I turn you around and steer you gently down into my lap, between my thighs. I pull a blanket close around us, wrapping us up in our soft, warm, comfy little nest. As you lean back to rest against my chest, I wrap my arms around you. Just holding you close and sharing my body heat. I kiss you softly, lovingly, just behind your ear. And as my breath makes you shiver, I giggle and squeeze you tighter. My nipples stiffen and press into your back. Slowly, gently, my hands begin to wander. Warm, supple palms sliding across your body, spreading my heat, just melting away goosebumps and massaging a soothing warmth into tight, chilly muscles. Along your thighs they go, then over your hips, under your shirt, and up over your stomach until they're cupping your breasts, tracing all the gorgeous contours of the girl I love to hold. And I do love to hold you like this. You feel right. You feel like home and comfort and love. And this time when I kiss your neck, it's not so soft. I linger, savoring the feel of you on my lips. My hands come to rest, soft fingertips slipping under your waistband and sliding deep inside your panties. not stroking you, not yet, not for now, just resting. Oh, I know, but this is my fantasy. We are going at my pace, so you just settle down and enjoy the fire with me. You'll get what you want soon enough. But we've got all night, and right now I want to hold you safe and snug as you watch the flames flicker and warmth soaks into our bones. We stay like this for a little while as the shadows lengthen and embers dance in the air. The gentle rise and fall of my chest lulls you into a state of deep relaxation until your head lulls gently onto my shoulder to rest. And slowly, just as slow and gentle as our breath, my fingers start to move. The pads of my fingertips began tracing swirly little patterns across your delicate skin. Languid and lazy, meandering everywhere except for that one spot, that sweet spot where you want them the most. Teasing, tormenting, slowly building up a deep, aching heat that pulls between your legs. Perhaps drawing a little whimper. Fuck, you're so cute. Next to us is a small bowl of, let's say strawberries dipped in chocolate. I reach out with my left hand and bring you one, slipping the tip between your lips and gently pushing it into your mouth. My own lips press against your throat, feeling the muscles move beneath me as you swallow and... Oh, look, there's a little melted chocolate on my fingertips. I wonder if I just slipped them into your mouth. Do you think you'd lick them clean for me? Oh, I think you would. And I think that as I slide him in, I press my lips to your ear and softly whisper, "Good girl." I don't think you're shivering from the cold this time, are you? And oh, it gets so much better. Because as you lap warm, melty chocolate from a left hand, my right hand finds your sweet spot and begins to stroke you in earnest. Oh, and it's good. Fuck. We've done this enough for me to know the way you like it. Just the right motion, the right pace, the right pressure to make you tremble. In fact, I'm stroking you the way I bet you're stroking yourself right now. It's okay. You're allowed to. In fact, I'm doing the same. So I encourage you. Just in case I wasn't clear enough already, I am very, very much invested in your pleasure. So keep those pretty eyes closed. And imagine that your hand is mine. And give yourself what you need. That's my good girl. And remember, my lips press against your throat. I'm just feeling your pulse quickening. Oh, I can't help but grin to myself in your excitement. The corners of my lips twitching upwards as I keep just stroking you. Oh. I bring another strawberry to your lips, slipping it inside and pushing it gently downwards, swirling it around your tongue. Your mouth floods with warm, melty sweetness and a sudden rush of juices as you bite down. I'll have to giggle at the little noise you make. You're so cute. There's no one to hear, so don't be shy about your noises. It doesn't matter if you moan or grunt or whimper. Your pleasure is beautiful. Let it show. I'm getting a little carried away. It's hard not to, seeing you like this. There's fire in my kisses now. They're coming warm, wet, and open mouth, with a touch of eager clumsiness and the faintest hint of teeth. Well, maybe not so faint. I kiss you again and again. On your neck, your shoulder, your jaw. Finding all those tender spots that make you gasp and squirm. And all the while, I'm stroking you. Stroking, caressing. Circling and pushing, and I'm not stopping. Not until I've melted you into a breathless little bottle. So you just lie back and let that pleasure build. And it is pleasure that's surrounding you right now. Pure, decadent, sensual pleasure. The scent of our arousal mingled with wood smoke. The fire's gentle crackling sound. And the slick wet that forms between your legs. The lingering sweetness on your tongue. And the soft caress of the fake fur. And my hand's steady strokes. Building pleasure up. Up. And up. Until your legs begin to shake. Pleasure engulfing your senses. Flowing through your body. Easing its way into your brain, your thoughts, and gently pressing the off switch. Just melting away any lingering worries, any stresses, any concerns you might have, until they all turn to liquid and vanish like snow in the spring. You're getting close to coming, aren't you? We're good. Fuck. I want you to come. I want you to come like this, safe and warm, right here in my arms. I want to hold you close, feel the strength of your release as you writhe against me. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, you're doing perfect. Almost there. Just a few more strokes. And as I feel your body go taut, I press my lips to your ears and I whisper, come for me, princess. Oh, good girl. To ride out your orgasm, feeling you tremble in my arms as the spasms run through you. My lips stay pressed to your ear, cooing gently over you. That's it. Ah, good girl. Oh, you're so pretty when you come. Such a good girl for me. Oh, it's okay. I've got you. Just catch your breath. And I'll catch mine. Ooh, that was a big one, wasn't it? If you just came in real life, I hope that yours was just as intense. Because you fucking deserve it. And if you haven't come yet, then that's okay too. There's no rush. Just rewind a wee bit. And do it in your own time. Well, I mean, as long as you picture my hand, of course. And speaking of hands, once you've gotten your breath back and I've licked my fingers clean, I slide my hand into yours, lacing our fingers together, and just staying there for a moment. Your legs are a wee shaky, and that's all right. So are mine, and we don't need to go anywhere. Your hair is a little messed up. And the heat radiating off your back is just pure bliss. And right now, I'm just not sure if I've ever seen anything as beautiful as you. And I kiss you. I can't really not kiss you, can I? And it's a deep, slow kiss. And then linger a little on your lips when we part. And then I pull you in gently and wrap my arms around you once more and let you rest on my shoulder. And we just enjoy the warmth and the coziness of the fire next to us. I hope you enjoyed my little fantasy. And maybe it'll keep you warm on cold nights too. I'll certainly be thinking of you again. But for now,